రామాయ రామభద్రాయ రామచంద్రాయ వేదసే రఘునాథాయ నాథాయ సీతాయ పతియే నమః. అయోధ్య కాండ చాప్టర్ నంబర్ 62. లార్డ్ ఐ యామ్ లాస్ట్. రెసిటేషన్ బిగిన్స్ నౌ. Kaushalya, the mother of Rama, spoke out of an angry and sorrow-laden heart. Her harsh speech offended not Dasharatha, who said to himself, "It is but truth she speaks. I lent weak ears to the fiendish Kaikeyi and wrought a sin unparalleled in the history of creation. I am damned beyond all hope." He lost his hold over his senses and mind, and after a long interval of blank stupor, he was dragged back to life and its sufferings. Kaushalya stood by him, his thoughts turned upon her, and he said to himself, "The books tell us that our acts, good and evil, put forth their fruit even in this life, if the driving force behind them be but intense enough. And so my darling son is torn from me, and I suffer indescribable tortures thereby. Let me try to remember any crime or iniquity in my past births that I now expiate so horribly." Then there flashed across his brain the memory of a dark sin he had been guilty of in the far past, when all innocently he slew the fair son of a hermit by the shaft known as Shabdavedi. The painful recollections gave the finishing blow to the poor old man, who was already staggering under the shock of separation from Rama. He fainted away once more, and then he sat up, trembling all over with a newborn fear, and with a bowed head and clasped hands of humility, he turned to Kaushalya and said, "Behold, I entreat you in all repentance. Pray grant me your forgiveness. I know you of old as returning the wrongs and hates of others with kindness and love thousandfold. I have heard it said that to the faithful wife and true, her husband is a living god, be he angelic in disposition or otherwise. Your heart is ever wedded to dharma. It is not unknown to you the ups and downs of life, the play of circumstances and surrounding that make all the difference between man and man. No one can deny that you are crushed under the load of the greatest grief that could ever befall a human being. But see you not that I am almost demented with a like grief? Does it become you to speak to me these words so cruel of import?" And the mighty emperor, in whose smile or frown lay the life and death of countless millions, entreated her as any meanest suppliant with accents of contrition and humility that would melt a heart of adamant. It was too much for Kaushalya. The floodgates of her heart were opened, and the tears rained from her eyes as the watercourses during the heavy winter rains. She seized the joined palms of Dasharatha, placed them reverently on her head, and said, "Alas, to what dreadful sin has my anger driven me?" Mighty fear gripped her heart, and shaking all over like a withered leaf, she exclaimed, "Lord, I throw myself at your feet, a miserable sinner, and pray you to forgive me and extend your sweet compassion unto me. I am lost. I am damned beyond all hope. The very moment when you entreated me with joined palms, and why seek to pierce a dead heart with these terrible words? A woman but invites her utter annihilation here and hereafter, whose husband, wise and famous, entreats her with clasped hands. I am not so utterly lost to all sense of right and justice. Know I not that dharma has no mysteries for you, that truth has ever been your beacon in life? Pardon me the ravings of a woman driven to madness by the loss of a son. Grief robs us of our fortitude. Grief makes short work of what we have learned and heard. Grief is a sure destroyer of everything we hold dear and precious. Grief is our most relentless foe. We can stand the shock of a sudden attack from our visible enemy, but we are all powerless under the stroke of grief, be it ever so light. It is 5 days today since Rama left me here to go to the forests, left me a prey to cruel grief, and it seems to me like 5 millennia. My grief grows upon what it feels. Have you not seen the cruel ocean roar all the more fearfully for the rivers of the world pouring into it their volumes of water? And upon Kaushalya repenting thus fell the shades of night. Dasharatha was somewhat consoled by her words and sank into a deep slumber, overpowered by various conflicting emotions. Mangalam Kaushalendraya Mahaniya Gunabdiye Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarvabhaumaya Mangalam.